I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, the technology business show by Tech Central, brought to you today by the Eswatini Postal and Telecommunications Corporation. Today's episode coincides with Africa Tech Week in Cape Town. Joining me in Cape Town is the Managing Director of the Eswatini Postal and Telecommunication Corporation, Mr. Themba Khumalo. Themba, good day and welcome to the show.
Good day, and thank you for inviting me.
Firstly, Mr. Khumalo, could you start telling us about who you are and what your company does in Eswatini?
Thank you. Firstly, I'll introduce myself. I'm Themba Khumalo. I'm the Managing Director of the Eswatini Post and Telecoms Corporation in Eswatini. The company EPTC is a leading national infrastructure provider for fixed line connectivity, with a lot of solutions starting from for broadband solutions and voice services in the country.
Part of what you're doing is modernizing old copper-based infrastructure and expanding fiber into previously unreached territories. Could you tell us more about your national fiber strategy?
Yeah, you've correctly addressed what we are trying to do in the country. Yes, copper is one aspect, but I think what's critically important is evolving the market from low-speed connectivity to broadband connectivity. And that's exactly why we've chosen to go with the fiber strategy for the country, to basically connect not only the cities and the corporates and also the households in the country nationwide.
To anyone looking from the outside, it may seem that Eswatini is late to the party in fiber rollout. But you believe that there are advantages to this. Could you speak more to that?
I think if you look at the context of Eswatini, a lot of focus and emphasis have been on the mobile sector. We've seen phenomenal growth in the mobile sector, where most of the broadband connectivity has come through that angle. But if you look at the future, the best connectivity that will give the right quality and the right experience for the users is on the fixed side of the infrastructure. Coming late, indeed, but it's not only late. I think we have an advantage of learning from all the mistakes of those early uptakers. And now we're actually going to be able to bring best practice into the whole equation and land up with the best infrastructure in the Kingdom of Eswatini.
And what else would you say are the key highlights of this project?
Firstly, Eswatini is a landlocked country, sandwiched between South Africa and Mozambique. And one of the unique characteristics of our country is its size. It's entirely within 17,000 square kilometers from border to border of the country. So that is unique in a large extent, as we have a smaller population, smaller territory. So the scale of implementation is not the same as one would find in bigger territories. Yes, it comes with its own challenges, but it's a smaller population with a higher population density in some areas, in the urban areas. And as you move out of the urban areas to what we call our rural areas, which are also not as diverse as what you'll find in other bigger countries, because these are fairly close to the urban areas, these so-called rural areas. So there's a lot of more structured developments, whether it's residential or corporate in a sense. But so basically, that gives us a unique advantage of being able to provide connectivity a lot more easily as compared to larger markets.
And given that, when will the full fiber strategy be rolled out?
Well, given all things in place, and also looking at our population that we have, and also the addressable market of 250,000 homesteads in the country, if all the funding is in place, this is doable in a one-year cycle. But of course, because of the scale of operation, we might have to stretch that slightly unless our government comes to the party to fast track and assist this process of accelerating broadband connectivity to the nation.
But rolling out fiber infrastructure is an expensive exercise. What kind of benefits will this have for the people of Eswatini?
I think if you look at the scenario of Eswatini, we have one of the highest literacy rates as a population. And indeed, being a small economy, we have some challenges of providing high employment opportunities for the population. So by bringing this kind of advanced broadband connectivity to the nation, we're enabling the citizens, not only just the corporate sector or the economic, the industrial sector, were enabling the citizens of being able, with, through this high-end connectivity, to exploit global opportunities. And I think with our high literacy rates and capabilities of our people, they can be able to provide and work from their remote locations, work from home, not just for Eswatini, but for the global market. Government has actually set up an ICT strategy, which governs a lot of the transformation that we are looking for in the digital sector of the country. And the fortunate part that we have is that our strategy dovetails very neatly to what government has set as a strategy. So I believe with that kind of synergies between government and ourselves, there'll be a lot smoother transition on the ground for us to deliver to the expectation of the country. What government is driving as an essential component is what they call a government in the hand. Government is saying our population must receive government services wherever they are in the country. There's no need for them to travel from the village, from the rural area into the city to attain government services. Get your passport from home, get a passport from the village shop or from the post office.
That is Themba Khumalo of the Eswatini Postal and Telecommunications Corporation for TCS Plus.